The lineup. With the smash success of Dragnet, many networks and producers began to play Follow the Leader. On NBC, Dragnet was followed up with Tales of the Texas Rangers, which dramatized real-life tales from the Texas Rangers. CBS countered with The Lineup, later 21st Precinct, followed by Night Watch. These shows followed the actions of policemen in the field and were as realistic as it got in a show that was a precursor to modern-day reality dramas like Cops. The Lineup was a hard-boiled drama of police action. Like Dragnet, it realistically showed the police doing their jobs. Unlike Dragnet, it was not based on cases taken from police files. Rather, The Lineup made its fictional cases seem realistic, from kidnappings and murders to thefts and obscene phone calls. The Lineup radio show was not set in a particular city. However, when the series moved to television, it was set in San Francisco. The Lineup, as the title indicates, centered on a police lineup. The show always began with one. The sergeant in charge would say, "May I have your attention, please? You people in the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please?" He would give his name, and then he would say, "I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call their number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. Please be prompt in your questions or identifications. When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the washroom and dressed back into their jail clothes. It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Bring on the line." While the lineup was rarely the key to solving the case, it did give the show a rhythm, and it allowed for humor in the interrogation of the suspects by the sergeant. The series began as a summer replacement for The FBI in Peace and War in 1950, but it quickly got its own time slot and would remain on the radio until the spring of 1953. It starred Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie. The show would move to television from 1954 to 1960 and starred Warner Anderson as Guthrie. A film version of The Lineup was made in 1958, again starring Anderson. This series synopsis is courtesy of www.greatdetectives.net, with additional information from Wikipedia. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm your announcer, Patrick Andre. Enjoy the show.